All right, Jessica Eby's in from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good. That's quite a tan you have there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. All the way from American Samoa.
That's right.
Although you do more sweating there than tanning, probably.
More sweating.
The humidity is...
It's very high.
Yeah. You walk out of your hotel room and your glasses fog up.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
So you're just used to stinking. Yeah.
Well, at least everybody's stinking.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So how you been?
Good.
Summer's moving right along, and already June 6th. What in the world?
I know. It's busy. We had National Nursing Home Week in May, and that was a fun week. We want to thank everyone that came out to our dessert social on that Thursday night. We also had the ice cream truck come and serve some ice cream to the residents and staff. So that was fun. We just had a lot of fun activities going on. And then we shoot into June. And June, oh my goodness, is really busy.
Packed.
Just packed. So we have our monthly birthday party on the 12th at 2:30. And then the Changs are coming to play on the 27th at 11 o'clock. But also on the 27th, I don't know if you've gotten that in the mail, but it's the O'Neill Healthcare Conference.
So make sure
you get signed up if you want to go. It's a great event. They have a lot of neat vendors there. Good Sam's going to be there as a vendor. We have some great giveaways this year that are kind of fun. And I know I just love going around and looking at what everybody is doing and the new services that we have in our area and some of those old services we have in our area that, you know, that you just need to learn about now, depending on what age you are. So it's a great time. You get if you sign up for CEUs, you get a lot of great speakers. So just encourage everyone to sign up for that.
And not too many places where you can go to class and also maybe get some prizes.
That's right.
And some great food.
And prizes. You come home with a bag full of stuff and then you get to learn stuff, too. So it's a great day. It's a fun day. If you've never gone, sign up. It's a fun day. And also then we have Father's Day. So we want to the 18th. So we want to make sure that we thank all those fathers for everything that they did for us growing up and our current fathers. And just want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And when summer begins on the 21st already. So I can't believe that's already coming.
Yeah.
We also celebrate in the month of June, in the month of May, we celebrate Nurses Week. In the month of June, we celebrate National Nurse Assistant Week.
Uh-huh.
So for all of our nurse assistants that do that daily work with our residents every day, taking care of them, helping them, walking them, assisting with eating, all of those things that they do, we want to just thank you for all your hard work showing up in those snowstorms, rainstorms, thunderstorms, tornadoes, you know, all those fun events that happen in Nebraska. We've only been in the hallway for a tornado warning once so far, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Yeah, don't need to do that.
It's kind of we always get in our middle hallway. It's our safest place in the building, and we shut the doors, and everybody can fit in that middle hallway. And usually we sing songs, we have snacks. Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of fun, but yet you can be in there a little while. But during that big tornado warnings and watches, we were in the middle hallway, so that was kind of fun and interesting. So lots of stuff going on in June for us. Also just want to put a plug out there. We've had if you are signing up for any kind of Medicare Advantage plan or any Advantage plan, please give us a call or see if your local facilities are in network. We've had some issues with people that have come in with plans that we can't accept because we're not in network, or other facilities in our area are not in network, so they're having trouble finding placement. And then it takes us about 2 weeks to get them switched to another plan that's in network.
Okay.
So then, in those 2 weeks, you're not getting the care, the rehabilitation, and those things that people need to be successful because we're trying to switch into a different plan. So just please, before you're signing up for anything, just check with us to make sure we're in network so that we can just transition from the hospital to the nursing home just seamlessly without having any payment issues or those issues with plans not covering or long-term care plans not covering. So just please check with us before you're signing up for any Medicare managed plan or just have that person that you're signing up with check to make sure that everyone that is around us is in network so that you can use your that you can use the plan. So just kind of putting a plug out there. Yeah. We've seen a few issues with that here lately. There's a lot of different, if you read, you know, listen to the news, there's a, and the TV, there's just a lot of different things right. out there. So just be careful about what you're signing up for. Just want to congratulate, I know Beth McLean's birthday is today, mm-hmm. but also she is our new assisted living manager over at Prairie Winds Assisted Living. So just want to give a plug out to Beth. She's been with us a long time. She's been a med aide and has some management in her past, and she's going to take on the role of our assisted living manager. And she's just, she was my interim for a few weeks, and she's just done a fabulous job. So just want to put a plug out for her. And then also just looking for a social services full-time position. Sheena is going to pursue another avenue with her career. So we just want to put a plug out for that social services position. And if you have any questions, give me a call about it and all the duties that it entails. So, and then like all of our positions, it's online at that good-sam.com. Mm-hmm. So you just go there, you click on careers, and then you find our openings. And there's just a few openings there, part-time, full-time, depending on what you're looking for, different hours of the day. So we're pretty flexible.
You bet.
Yeah, yeah. Always flexible.
Yeah, or call or stop
or
in.
Or call or stop in. Yep, yeah. yep. I've had just had someone stop in yesterday. So that was great. Yep, nice. Call, stop in, and we'd be more than happy to help you get started with the application process.
All right.
So, yeah, but that's what's going on. A good Sam, lots of good stuff gonna going on.
Going to be busy, and summer's going to go
busy.
Quick.
Yeah. Yes, yes, summer's going to go very quick, and then we'll be in fall again.
Yeah. Let's wait till we get somewhere.
Okay, yeah. All right. It was fun seeing the kids across the street doing swimming lessons swimming this
morning. Swim team this morning. Yeah, they get up early. Yeah,
they get up really early.
They do. That's quite a testament to the kids there that they on a summer day get up at 6 a.m. to come swim.
Come when swim they in the morning. In. That's right. So, they could be sleeping in. So yeah, those kids are really busy in the summer. We think they're busy during the school year.
Yeah.
I think they're actually busier during the summer.
Exactly.
Because they're trying to, you know, do their camps and work and, you know, do their weightlifting and they're just really busy. Yeah. So kudos to those kids out there getting up early in the morning. So, well, their teachers are all sleeping
That's
in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Yep. Yes, and to all the fathers in the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson on their special day. And like you mentioned, the Changs are coming on the 27th. Mm-hmm. All of that's open to the public.
Open to the public. Yep. 11 o'clock on the 27th. Come and listen to the Changs. If you've never heard the Changs,
come. You need to be there.
And if you're just, you know, if you just want to take a break for 30, you know, 40 minutes that morning at 11, just come on down to the nursing home into the dining room.
And they don't just play songs. Sometimes they tell a little bit about them and they give a little.
And the little jokes. And they're fun. They don't just stand and play music. They're just very entertaining. So, if you've never listened to the Changs, come on down. It's free, so come on down and listen to them.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Have a good week.
You
and safe travels, everybody, to all the ball games.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. That's Jessica.